ريشو خلق ألف شين يود زين مامر تشئي the ninth discourse كيرفاس سبريز براخ closeness to the creator the first chapter הדרך שבה התלמיד חכם הולך the path trodden by the תלמיד חכם מביאה אל נויכח בני השם it brings him in front of הקדוש ברוך הוא כך למדו מדברי המהר"ל בהדסיתך בייס We learned this earlier in the Sefer from the Maharal's commentary on the Sugya in Sota Daf Chav Beis. V'adayin einu yodea be'ez lederich hoylech. After he has the torch in his hand and after day, dawn breaks, nonetheless, the person does not yet know. He's still lost until he gets to the crossroads. And the Maharal pointed out that the path there that the Talmid Chacham walks on brings him in front of Hashem's presence. Ayin Sham. עכשיו, now, עם חסימס חיבורינו, as we approach the end of the Sefer, עלינו להסבונן ולהסעורר. We have to reflect on this. כיצד נגיע לזה? How to achieve this? We say in the מחזור, אתה הבדלת אנוש מראש. You made a human being unique, right at the outset. ותכירו לעמוד לפניך. You made yourself known to human beings so that it will be able to stand before you. Be'ez ne'ilas ha'sharim b'yom ha'kippurim. We say this during Ne'ilah, as the gates of Tefillah are being shut on Yom Kippur, anu omdim al emes zeh. So at the peak of Yom Kippur, we ascertain this truth, that you made a human being in order for that person to stand before you, kedei she'teshameish yesod u'matera, so that this knowledge, this truth, should serve as a foundation and the objective בכל שאנו עמלים במשך כל ימות השנה, for our entire work throughout the rest of the year. לעמוד לפניך, to stand before you, in front of you, ליישנו דבוקים בעבודה שיסבורך, to be attached to Hashem's עבודה, נויכח פניו יסבורך, in front of him. כל חיינו שאיפה ברורה לכך, our entire lives must be a clear aspiration to achieve this, to be in front of הקדוש ברוך הוא. וכבר כוסם הגרו, כי מטעם זה תקנו זל בברכת אשר יצר. The Gra writes that this is the reason why Chazal established in the bracha of אשר יצר, נוסח אי אפשר להסכים ולעמוד לפניך. This expression, it would be impossible to stand before you. ללמד ולהודיע, to teach us, כי אף על הצרכים הבהמיים של גופנו, משגיח הקדוש ברוך הוא מכיסא כבודו. That הקדוש ברוך הוא is aware and involved even in the most mundane activities of the body, וממילא אין בכוחם לפגוע את מגמתנו זה. And therefore it follows that, well, not only do these activities harm our objective, להפך, גם הגוף מתקדש על ידה. If done correctly and pursued correctly, the body becomes sanctified through physical activities. ולא עוד, אלא במרכז הווידוי ביום הכיפורים עומד עשה הכרה, not only that, but at the center of the וידוי on Yom Kippur is the recognition כי באמס גם בעיס החית שחתנו, that at the time of the חית לפניך היינו, it was in front of you, אלא שלא ידענו, either we were unaware, or הסעלמנו, or we ignored your presence, ועכשיו אנו מודים בזה, we acknowledge it, וחוזרים בשובה למצב זה לפניך, and now we are returning to the situation לפניך, in front of you, ושם רצייננו לעמוד, and that is where we wish to stand. לפניו, in front of him, in his presence, כלומר, אני, האדם ישראל, I, the Jew, עומד נויכח פניו יסברך. Standing in front of הקדוש ברוך, הוא יסברך אומר לי, אונויכי. He addresses me as אונויכי, ואני אומר לו, אתה. And I address him as you. בינה זה אישי תלמיד חכם, says the author. Think about this, understand, reflect on this. אישי תלמיד חכם is an expression from מסכת יומא. אם מעולם לא הזדעזעת למשמעות הדבר שהקדוש ברוך הוא אומר אליך אנוכי. If you've never been shaken by the recognition, the significance of the fact that הקדוש ברוך הוא addresses you as I. ואם מעולם לא הזדעזעת כשאמרת אליו יסברך אתה. If you've never been shaken in addressing הקדוש ברוך הוא as אתה, הרי מעולם לא עמדת לפני כהנך ובוירך. Then you've never stood in front of your creator. ואל יזבדי האדם לחשוב שיש כאן מליצייס חס וחלילה, person should not delude himself here into thinking that these are all figures of speech and metaphors. כוי פשוטים הם הדברים. No, it's so straightforward It's a direct ad. Here the author is quoting the Midrash. Shemin anish el basar vadam atalamed anish el HaKadosh Baruch Hu. From the way that a human being, meaning the individual himself, expresses himself as I, one can learn about the I of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ha'anish el basar vadam einu haguf shelo el ruchani yaseh. The deepest I of flesh and blood is not his body, but his soul. Va'bireis barach shekulei ruchani. Who is gala alinu b'mre'ani? And the Creator is entirely non-physical, entirely spiritual, reveals himself when he says, I. Makirim anu oiseis barach mibri asoi, mitirasoi umehanagasoi. We recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu from his creation, from nature, from his Torah, revelation, and from his Hanaga, from Hashgacha, from providence. Ach mitzad kol yecholtoi hu nistar meitanu, from the aspect of omnipotence, he is hidden, veleis machshava tefisa beiklal uchlal, to the point where a human being is entirely incapable of recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But this distinction is relevant to abstract thought. When we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in davening, when we stand in front of him remembering HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our hearts, we sense him that he is omnipotent above all conception, v'nikar mitoch masav, but and yet known through his activities, bivchinas ani vehu, a combination of the first person and the third person. Hu amizgelel no b'mro ani, he reveals himself, it's more intimate and recognizable when he speaks and says, I, vehu ani star bivchinas hu, and at the same time hidden, transcendent, the third person aspect of he. Ha'amida lefonav yisborach mecholelest tamid ma'apecha penimis ba'adam. Standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu generates an internal revolution within the person. Here one must remember the introduction to the Sefer, where the author speaks at length about this idea of transformation, of an inner revolution. Right at the beginning of the Sefer, he speaks about mehepach le'ish acher, becoming a different person, transforming oneself. This is a reference to it. Standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu generates this revolution. Mishtaneh ha'mabat al olam, a person's perspective on the world changes. Al ha'adam, a person's perspective on humanity and on himself changes. Al ha'chayim v'al ha'maseh, a person's perspective on life, on activity, is revolutionized. Ma shehaya lo ikar nireh tefel, what seemed previously to be of supreme importance seems trivial. In things that seem to have their own, to justify their own selves, to have their own purposes, is now a means to reveal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Teva hoifech lenes, nature, in all its glory, becomes a set of miracles. Dvar chulin miskadesh, things that appear to be mundane, become sanctified. Lachain, therefore, avoida kasha hi b'mikdash, again a paraphrase of the statement of Chazal in Masechta Seita, it's difficult la'amoid lefanav yitzborach, to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki kruchha hi b'vitul ha'olam uvisbatlus ha'adam. That act of standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the attendant revolutionary changes in perspective involves a new look and a new outlook on the world and the person. Ubifrat b'shinur koshel ma'aseh, especially in recognizing a different value to activities. Like we said, things that seemed supremely important become trivial and vice versa. Anachnu, afilu ha'ma'aminim shebanu, ro'im chashivus gdola b'maaseh. We, even those among us who are truly ma'aminim, ascribe great importance to our activities and our project. Af she'anu yodim ki le'siyata d'shmaya zkukim, even though we understand full well that they require siyata d'shmaya, but we see them as extremely important. But when a person truly stands in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we see clearly that he is the one who's driving it, he's the one who's doing it, he's the one who's accomplishing it. And what we are doing is a imagination. Who's prepared to this fundamental change in perspective in terms of values. That constantly takes a person out of his day-to-day activities and his thoughts. That's why it's difficult. Let's look at what Chazal teaches us about the concept of standing before Kadosh Baruch Hu. Gersinan bi vamoyis kufnei amud beis. The Gemara says as follows: Rabbi Chiya ve Rabbi Shimon ve Rabbi havu yasvei. Rabbi Chiya, the great Talmid of Rabbi, and the son of Rabbi, Rabbi Shimon, were sitting. Posach chad minay ve omar. One of them said, Hamispaleil tzarich shiten einav lemata. Person's davening, his eyes should be directed downwards. Shenemar ve'yu einay ve'libi sham kol hayamim. The pasuk says, my eyes and heart should be there, downwards. One of them said, the person who's davening should direct his heart upwards. Lift our hearts heavenward. In the meantime, while we're doing this, Bishmael Rabbi Yosei approached Legabayu. And he asked, what are you dealing with? Amulei bisfila. They said, we're talking about tefila. Abba, this is what my father Rabbi Yosei said. Hamispaleil tzarich shiten einav lemata veliboy lemala. Person's davening, his eyes should be downwards, his heart upwards, kadesh shiskemu shnei mikro yisrael, in order to simultaneously fulfill these two pesukim. Rashi explains, einav lemata, eyes cast downwards, the shechina hasam kaima, because the shechina is there, down in this earth, in this existence. As the pasuk is describing the words of Hashem, my eyes and heart will be there, down there. Nimtzeinu lemedim bazeh, says the author. What emerges is shiyesh kavana mitzad el bashamayim. There's an aspect of kavana that has to do with Hakadosh Baruch Hu in heaven, or mitzad shechina beretz Yisrael, and another aspect of the divine presence here on earth. Uvar Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Yosei vilimed. He taught shiyesh lanu lichroich shetei kavanos keachas bisvilasenu. We have to merge these two kavanos in atfila. Eil bashamayim, this idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in heaven, bilti baal gevul, without any limitation, ein seif baruch hu, infinite, shum me'al laberia. He transcends laberia. Whereas Shekhinah is gilui elokus besechelam. Shekhinah is the aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, imminent. Hamurgash belev adam bevadaus gemur, that is sensed with complete certainty in the heart of man. Kach mavdila gemara benida daf yud gimel amud alef ben bi'asusa de shechina hashuya beveis haknesses. This is how the Gemara distinguishes between this bi'asusa de shechina, the awe that one fears, the fright one fears, one senses of the shechina which is in the shul, and emsa de mori alei, the awe that one has towards HaKadosh Baruch Hashem, mishu b'matzav zetamid. The Gemara says that somebody who is constantly in this state, einu yelud isha, is superhuman. Ve'ata, you, zechon hazeh skurim u'me'ayen chaviv. Remember this, beloved reader. On the one hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is completely transcendent above and beyond the world and nature. Umeidach hu po, imon. On the other hand, he's here with us. Bekerev ha'aretz, in the midst of the land. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu says there in Melachim, my eyes and heart, so to speak, will be there. Vehu memales kol olam, he permeates the entire world, as the neshama permeates the entire body. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Yud. If you should ask, what difference does it make where the Creator is? Is this an abstract discussion in philosophy? No. Chazal taught us that this awesome thought, Shakadosh Baruch Hu b'shamayim imal, that Shakadosh Baruch Hu is simultaneously in the heavens, as we said before, supreme, transcendent, beyond. Ve'al ha'aretz mitachas me'idach, and yet here, imminent, permeating the universe. Rav koyecha le'orer banu hargashes na'alis. This thought is powerful. It has the ability to awaken within us sublime sensations. Ve'lishtol b'kibbenu kol midat tiva, and to implant within us good midos. Bekitzur nimratz ma'ilenu Rashi esaderich. Rashi shows us the path with great brevity. Ma'uzash amru. What is the meaning of this Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Vav? Ki bereish Hashanah, kama dekai finish datet femeale. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, the more the person bends his das, the better it is. Over Yom Kippurim, kama deposhit date adif. Whereas on Yom Kippur, the more a person straightens his das, the better it is. It's a cryptic Gemara. Meva'er zes Rashi. Rashi explains bisfila soi panav kevushim la'aretz tfei adif. In one's tefillah, if a person's face is directed downwards, it is better. Mishim v'ayu einai v'libi sham v'chule, because of that pasuk where Hashem says, "I will be down there." V'chama depashit tefei adif. Whereas on Yom Kippur, the more it's stretched, it's better. Mishum nisa lebavenu el kapayim. That other expression. Nimtzenu lemedim mikan. What emerges, the author is explaining Rashi's point, is kishchina ba'aretz mechayeves kfifas kumasenu. The aspect of Hashem being here around us and permeating the space around us obligates us to bend, to subjugate oneself to the divine presence, which is right here, immediate and intimate and intense. When we have to raise our hearts towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu in heaven, one has to stretch one's das. So there's a clear path here in Rabbeinu Yoina. The Rif cites the Gemara we cited above of Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Shimon Berebi. And Rabbi Yonah on the Rif explains as follows. Tzarich shiten einav lemato veliboy lemala. As we said, the conclusion, one's eyes downwards, one's heart upwards. Kloma shiachshiv beliboy keilu eimed b'shamayim. A person should see himself during the tefillah as if he's in heaven, looking downwards, and remove from his heart all thoughts, all immersion in the experiences of Olam Hazeh, all sorts of pleasures of the body. As the ancient one said, when you wish to have kavanah, strip your body from your neshama, peel it off. Rabbi Yonah is describing this Peshitus, which is regarding Rosh Hashanah, kama de poshidati tefei me'alei. V'inei adkoi, I think this refers to Yom Kippur, not Rosh Hashanah, v'inei adkoi shamanu b'chibur zesaklal. Up to this point in the Sefer, we've observed the rule, lehavi rak dvarim ashenitnu lasigam levendarinu, to discuss only matters which are attainable by somebody in this generation. We've made this a point. Ach divrei Rabbein Yonah b'chanim lichua amurim lakadmonim. What Rabbein Yonah here says, to strip your body from your neshama, to peel it off, seemingly is not relevant to us. Ve'lo lanu ktanei hadoros harechokim me'od mipreshus v'hispashtus hagashmius. It seems to us a very, very foreign idea to strip off the gashmius. Biram, hagav etzmecha. Nonetheless, think to yourself. Haboreis borach enu musag filosofi. The Creator is not a philosophical concept. Ein lizgarev elav yisborach aledei she'esim oseh lesugiya banigleo benistam. One can't draw near to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by turning him into a sugya, into an intellectual investigation, whether it's nigle or nistar. That's not the way to draw near. Hu yisborach eish oichla. The Torah describes him as a consuming fire. Chai vekayam, we say repeatedly in atfilois. Neira umeayim, awesome. Kol devarav befek zeh mechuvanim legalois eizen shemaz. All that we say in this chapter is to reveal to those whose ears are open, ki as boreis bora chai ki az kenata, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is as alive, as immediate, as intense now as he has always been. Ve'gam al adam bedorenu yiskarev elav. Even a person in our generation, contemporary, is required to draw near to him. Uvarega she'adam yisbonim begdulasoi shel el b'shamayim. When a person reflects for a moment about the greatness of the Supreme God, it's if the person is in heaven, very, very distant from this world and the pleasures of a chocolate cake or whatever it is, very far removed from the body and its trivial pleasures. It's true. At that moment, man is very great. We're not talking about a mere thought, we're talking about an inner experience. It's not easy to attain, but at the same time, there's no doubt whatsoever כי גם האדם בדורנו, that even a contemporary יכול להעלות אליה. Person can achieve this experience, אם אמנם בקרבה סוברי וחפץ, if indeed he seeks closeness to the Creator. ונמצאנו למדים מרבינו יונה עליו השלום. What we learn from רבינו יונה is, כשאדם עומד לפני אל בשמיים, when a person stands before הקדוש ברוך הוא, ובאמס, in truth, עליו בעצמו להיסלוס, he has to raise himself עד כדי מחשבה שהוא עומד בשמיים, to the point where he sees himself in שמיים, and all the trivialities of this existence dissipate. אולם, לחיוס תמיד במחשבה זו, to live constantly with this, ניתן רק למלאך השם. That's only מלאכים are capable of that. ורבי יהודה, שתמיד עשה אימסה דמרי עלי, רב יהודה rather, the Amora, who is described as constantly being in the state of the awe of הקדוש בפונים, הסבטא עליו שמואל רבוי, שמואל סלבטים, שאינו ילודי שץ, it's supernatural what he did. ומעטה נבין המשך דבר רבינו יונה עליו השלם. We can understand the continuation of what רבינו יונה says. ולאחר שהגיע לזו המחשבה, once a person achieves this idea of standing before הקדוש ברוך הוא and being mevatel the trivialities of the physical existence, יחשב גם כן כאילו עומד בבית המקדש ולמטה. He has to see himself also as being in בית המקדש down here, מפני שעל ידי זה תהיה תפילה סי רצוי ישראל לפני המקויים. This will make his תפילה more desirable. זהו, this is the explanation of עיניו למטה, משום והיו עיניי ולבי שם כל ימים. That's the idea of eyes cast downwards, because as Shem says, my eyes and heart will be there in the base of Mikdash. מוכרח אדם לפעמים להסעלויס, a person must sometimes rise, draw upwards, עד כאילו עומד בשמיים, to the point where he's above, he's beyond. כאילו לזה, if we never achieve this, לא ידע ולא ירגיש לעולם במראויס ברויס בר. A person will never sense the awe of הקדוש ברוך הוא. אבל אחרי הסעלוס זה יסעליו לרדס למטה, לאורץ. After this ascent, a person must come down to this physical existence, וכאילו עומד בבית המקדש שהוא למטה. To see himself as if he's standing here, in בית המקדש, כאן באורץ. והגע בעצמך שוב, once again, think to yourself, אויסן העיניים שנסרסורי דחית. The very same eyes, which Chazal described as the brokers for chait, the ones that lead to chait, שעין רואה יופי עליהם, it's the eye that sees the beauty over here, is attracted, ותענוגיו, we see, and it's essentially a sense of vision that leads us to pursue pleasures, והלב חומד עושם, then the heart desires. אויסן עיניים תראינס בית המקדש של מטה, the same eyes are required to see the base of Mikdash, ושעדם עומד בשיחוי, and the person standing there, וכל זה כאן בעולם, here, in the world. הרי אנו מוצאים את עצמנו בסך עולם קדוש, we find ourselves in a holy world, ובקרבה סלוקים עלי אדם מויס, and close to הקדוש ברוך הוא, here, on earth. ונסעורר להיות גם עינינו וליבנו שם כל הימים. And just like הקדוש ברוך הוא, our eyes and hearts should be here. הן על ידיעה זו ולמגמה זוי, נוכל לייסד את חיינו גם אחרי תום תפילסנו. It's on this knowledge, on this objective, that we can establish our lives at the end of the תפילה. וכשהגענו לידי התפילה, נקודה זו של קדושה סעילם, when we reach through התפילה to this state of a recognition of the holiness of this world, באמס ראויה תפילסנו שתהיה רצויה יוסף למקום. Indeed, התפילה is desired by הקדוש ברוך הוא. הרי רמזנו בפרק זה, in this chapter we hinted, בדרך הנגלה, without any reference to Kabbalah, על דברים נעלמים של ידעת השם. We hinted to very exalted and concealed issues regarding knowledge of Hashem, ויסקרבו אליו, and drawing near to him. אשרי לזכר, fortunate is one who attains this. עד כאן.